Welcome to the EFIS Baseball Cards Podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Baseball. We're here. It's season 3, episode 4, and it's about that time. So you guys are going to be listening to this on Tuesday, right before MLB opening day, at least the widespread opening day. The Padres and Dodgers just had two over in Korea that, you know, this guy on the West Coast, I wasn't waking up for that, but I don't know. I don't know if you were. Some crazy games. I'm just excited to have baseball back in full swing this week and get MLB TV rocking and rolling. We're really today, we're going to talk about every team. We're going to talk about previewing the season, tie it into some cards. And yeah, TJ's here. What's up, TJ? How you doing, my man?
Hey, what's going on, Bobby? It's good to be back, man. I'm doing all right, you know, doing that. My daughter turned a month old yesterday, so it's been a month, let me tell you. But yeah, man, just getting it in, you know, over here, ready to break down some MLB teams. You know, I don't pay attention to every team very often, so it was cool to just kind of go through and kind of see where everything's at. And then we did a fun little project as a part of that too. So I did some wild stuff while we were doing that. But yeah, man, just buying Yachty's, sending off grading submissions, you know,
doing what Yachty's. You do. You doing you. Well, you got, I'll tell you this, as a dad, at least my experience, and I know you've gone through it before, but you got through the hardest month. I remember being in like day 5 of being a dad, and I'm like, oh my God, what did I get myself into? I'm exhausted. Is this the rest of my life? But it got better.
Bro, the other night she slept for 4 consecutive hours, and I thought like I won the lottery. Like it was the equivalent to pulling like a Yachty superfractor from a blaster box. You know what I'm saying? It was wild. It was wild.
Oh my God. I totally remember those days. I totally remember it. Well, I don't want to have any PTSD like flashbacks. So maybe we can talk about cards. Did you get any like, I think I remember seeing a few really big Yachty's. Anything, any kind of color matches?
Oh, you got? So I bought that Japan Yachty 4 out of 5, that red parallel from 2023 yeah. Topps Japan, and I posted on Reddit, and you know I got a comment from a guy, and he's like, "Hey man, I got this if you're looking for it." And it's a 2023 Topps Chrome, so it's the same image, right? But is the red also 4 out of 5? So for those of you who don't know, Yachty's jersey number is number 4. So the fact that it's, you know, serial number 4 makes it a little bit more desirable to certain collectors. Some people could care less about that type of stuff. But, you know, just with that being such a low number, it's just kind of cool, man. It's, you know, there's only 5 of them. I got the best one out of those 5, if you're asking, you know, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. So I just got it in hand, bro. It's fucking gorgeous, man. Let me tell you. It's, as you can see, based on the type of holder that it's in, I have some intentions on what I'm going to do with this thing. You know, I don't normally store my cards in card savers. So I think I'm going to send this off to PSA and see what happens.
Hopefully not a 3.
Nah, I looked at it. So first thing I look at from now, I mean, to my eye, we beat up grading. But, I mean, you can see corners centering and edges kind of just with the naked eye, just at a glance almost in a lot of cases. So first thing I do now is I'm looking at surface. I got it in the light box, twisting it around. It's a beautiful card, man. Shout out to my man on Reddit with the quick, easy sale. So yeah, man, just looking at some Yachty's. I got a couple of things on my watch list, a Bowman 2004 blue uncirculated popped up in a PSA 8. So I'm watching that auction. It's going to close by Tuesday, so I'm not worried about y'all sniping me.
There you go. Yeah, that's what I found. I mean, like, if I talk about something and it's rare, I'm like, got to be really careful. I got to make sure that auction's ending or that I'm going to snipe it before this thing goes wide. Because I'm usually targeting Padres stuff, so we got other Padres fans listening. So I don't want to call any attention to anything special too early.
And there's some big time Yachty heads out there, and I'm not, you know, maybe they do or they don't listen or whatever, but I'll know because when those really rare particular things that I'm looking for pop up, they immediately have bids or they immediately get sold or they immediately have 39 watchers or something like that. So there's a small group of us out there, but when that stuff pops up, man, you got to pounce.
Dude, you got, I think you got a protege in the Discord as well. I've been seeing somebody posting some Yachty stuff. I'm scrolling back through to see.
Yeah, I don't know if I should be proud or jealous. I'm not sure what's going
on. Yeah. His handle's J-Bro. He just got like a Yachty, like 7 of 10. I think I saw a couple other nice Yachty cards. So, I mean, there might be like a little Yachty group growing. So,
yeah, building. He grabbed a red Sapphire Yachty as well just a couple days ago.
I love those red Sapphires. Anything red and anything sapphire, like those are a nice mix for sure.
And it works. The problem is that in most cases, red is out of 5, man. So it's a tough mm-hmm. pull for me. And it's the ultimate, you know, Cardinals color match, but I only get 5, you know, to find. I don't want no red ice foil or any of that type of garbage.
Yeah.
Give me my red.
Yeah. And if there's only 5 of them, I mean, the chances of them hitting eBay, I mean, how many of them are really going to hit? Like eBay, how many are you ever going to see? Like 2, maybe 3. Like, well, I mean, I don't think you're seeing all 5.
First of all, you know what I mean? And it's, you know, 5 of them buried in a pack. It's a wonder. Yeah, it's, we talk about all these crazy print runs and everything else, but that's part of what makes something like this so much more dope. You know what I mean? Because you and I know 2023 Topps Chrome, they printed a lot of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There's a ton of it out there. So the fact that this even popped up out of a box and somehow became available for me to purchase. It's just dope. That's why we do this, right?
Yeah, I feel like some of these Topps Chrome boxes, like from 22 and 23, people are going to still be opening those in like 40 years because there's so much of it. It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. But 2021 Topps S1 will be available forever.
Yeah. When you got no big rookies that have really panned out, it's a little tough. So Some of those pandemic years, like, you know, the 2020 class, you had some big guys, but then it, 21 class was just rough.
It's easily the worst one of this decade. You know, 2020 had Luis Robert and Bo Bichette. Even if Jordan, if you stop right there, that's good enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
22, you know, you got J-Rod, you got Witt. That's enough. You can stop right there. You know what I mean? And 23, it's jury's still out, but it's still rather loaded, in my opinion. I mean,
yeah.
I probably named 4 or 5 guys. 24, let's see, but yeah, 21 was abysmal.
What, yeah, like what do you even got from 21? Like Jazz? Who else?
Jazz. I mean, you know, Dylan Carlson was my chase in 21, and we'll get into that when we hit the mailbag, but there's just a lot of guys that didn't end up doing much.
Yeah, I just don't even remember. I don't even remember. Surely there's a couple that are decent, but oh yeah, Joey Bart, not good. Oh, man.
I think Joe Adele was a big one in 21 as well, if I'm not mistaken. So it was a lot. Yeah, it was rough.
What's Joe Adele doing? Because I was listening to, like, San Diego local radio. So, like, Jackson Merrill, spoiler alert, won the center field job. But, like, I was like, what's a guy like Joe Adele doing right now? Like, how isn't someone like that available to, like, hop on a roster? Like, I don't know. Is he just that bad?
I think he's just, and granted, I'm not, you know, really well read on Joe Adele, but I think he's just a, you know, what do they call him? The 4A players.
Yeah.
He's not like a triple A guy. He's just, and that's fine, but, you know, it sucks if you bought a lot of Joe Adele car.
Yeah, for sure. Damn. All right. Should we talk about the really big news that's going on? I don't want to hammer it too hard. But the Shohei Ohtani stuff. So we're recording this the morning of Saturday, the 23rd. By the time we drop this episode on Tuesday, surely there's going to be some more stuff. It seems like we get like little bits and itty bitty pieces here and there and more speculation of different things every day. But kind of where we stand right now is the MLB's opened an investigation. Shohei's camp seemingly alleging a big theft. And people are like, yo. What's going on? Like, how involved was he? Was he involved at all? I mean, what was your, I guess before we even say like what we think happened, because I don't think there's any way we could possibly know at this point, but like, what were you thinking when you like saw the Discord start blowing up? And I was, for me, it was just pure shock. I was like, whoa, this is like the last guy I expected something like this to happen with.
Yeah, there's, you know, every year there's a couple of big things that hit. You know what I mean? You see OJ driving down a road in a white Bronco. You see, you know what I'm saying? Like a bunch of, you know, screenshots of, you know, like lawyers in the Dominican Republic talking about, you know, particular players. You see, like, there's always, you know, something that hits, something crazy. And it's always like, yo, that's the last thing I ever expected to happen. And seeing Shohei Ohtani allegedly involved in any type of a criminal activity, full stop, is wild. You know what I mean? It's just the last thing you expect. The man just signed the most lucrative deal in the history of baseball. He's poster boy in two countries. You know what I mean? It's just, you just line it all up. It's the last thing anybody expected. And that, any, whatever that crime or, you know, unsavory activity or whatever it was is, it's totally out of this world. It's totally crazy. So right there, just that is nuts. I mean, if they said like Manny Machado was, you know, involved in a gambling ring with a bookie out of LA, you'd be like, yeah, I could probably see that. You know what I mean?
I agree. I wouldn't be as surprised. Like, I
love 5% of the league.
Yeah, you know, like, I mean? I love Manny. Don't get me wrong. But, like, I would be less surprised for whatever reason.
And if, you know, if we went back 2 weeks and I said, Bobby, list five guys you think would never be involved in any type of a scandal in Major League Baseball, let alone sports, wouldn't Ohtani be kind of high on the list? I mean, look at him. Yeah. Just look at the guy. You know what I'm saying? So with that said, there's a couple things that at this point, they're really not disputable. You got Ohtani, you got his interpreter. Forgive me, I don't know his name. And if I did, I'd probably butcher it. But one and or both of those guys were betting on some sports. I think we could say that that's established, correct? And they were running this action through a bookie, right? So one and or both of those guys are doing some gambling with the guy they're not supposed to be doing some gambling with. So right there is going to be the issue, I think, because, you know, the feds don't play. So, looks like his interpreter is probably going to do the fall on the sword routine to the best of his ability. But again, the feds don't play, so they're going to look into that. Major League Baseball is a big entity, so, you know, there's probably a lot of discussions with high-level lawyers and things like that. But this all in of itself is just crazy, man. It's just nuts. Completely wild.
It's nuts. And I, like, my first reaction is to try to defend Shohei, because I like the dude. So I'm not going to jump to anything crazy. Like, some of this stuff, it's like, he seems like a smart dude. Like, to be able to control the whole free agency process the way he did, and to be able to hide this relationship with this girl who he ends up marrying, who turns out to be like a pro basketball player over in Asia. I'm like, all right, dude is like pretty smart. Like, he's pretty like aware of his surroundings, at least.
Interesting how all this stuff's coming out just recently though, right? Like,
yeah, it's all just like, I don't know. So I guess I have this
hired a PI firm.
I don't know, man. But like, so like, I feel like he's smart, right? And so it makes me feel like, how did he not know this was going on? And like, you see the videos of him from the first game, the first Dodgers game, he's like boys with his dude. They're in the dugout. They're like playing grab ass, like whatever. Like, it seems like all's good. And then like a few hours later, we're alleging like this major fraud. I'm just like, wow, that seems out of line. But then you see I saw some stuff like, generally, his former teammates, like, none of them wanted to be quoted, but their reaction was just complete shock. And that, obviously, they can't say whether or not he was involved, but they were like, he doesn't seem interested in other sports to even know what's going on with them. And so to me, I'm like, man, it would be different if they were like, oh, yeah, dude is like, he loves sports. Like, he's always glued to the TV. Like, he's in the clubhouse watching Liverpool at like 6 a.m. on Saturdays, you know? Like, but that's apparently not it. So I'm like, this shit doesn't compute in my head right now. And now I think we just got to wait for more shit to come out. But the other thing I'll say, that Twitter is like undefeated by the way, or X or whatever, the internet as a whole. It's like, hey, if you were a degenerate gambler who kept losing money and you were about to sign a $700 million contract, how would you, what's the best way to protect yourself from losing all that money? It's like, oh, I just defer that shit all into the future and figure I'd get help by then. Yeah. So it's like, I mean, I don't really think that's what happened, but it's like, it's just an example of how you can, like, you can take this thing any way you want to. And I think that Shohei and his camp, and they just need to get out in front of it. I get it. Like, they're like, he was over in Korea. This stuff seemingly broke pretty fast. Now he's back in the U.S., hopefully getting settled back in. Like, they need to, honestly, they need to get their shit together. They need to get out in front. They need to get their story out. It's hard, though. He doesn't speak English. This is his interpreter. This is who he relies on to, like, communicate. So, I mean, it's just really complicated. And I'm not going to jump to any conclusions, but I just really hope he didn't. I hope he didn't do anything. I hope he was a victim of fraud. And that's horrible, too. But I hope that's what happened for the sake of baseball and the sake of Shohei.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because it is disruptive to the clubhouse, and it's also disruptive to Ohtani because, I mean, that guy has been his right hand for however many years. So, I mean, obviously the guy's been fired without whatever else is going on. He's going to need to be replaced. That's going to create a little bit of a dynamic. I'm not saying that that's going to affect Shohei Ohtani's batting average, but these are all, you know what I'm saying? These are all things that he really hasn't dealt with before, and a lot of players don't. It also affects the other, you know, guys in the clubhouse. You got reporters asking you questions about this and that and the other. And
it's, as a Padres fan, I don't hate that. Give the Dodgers distractions.
It's gonna be rough. It's gonna be rough. But all in all, it's wild. And like you said, is, you know, I have a couple reservations about the situation. Like, how does a guy making $500,000 a year have a $4.5 million gambling debt?
Yeah.
That's wild. And bookies don't just take it. That's not just, you know, Billy Bats around the corner over there. That's, you know, that's a big time bookie. He doesn't take your action. If you can, I don't know, man, it's crazy. We need all the info, but I have some speculative thoughts.
Yeah. So what, I don't think you own a lot of Shohei cards, but, like, I mean, we've seen this happen with lots of different players. I mean, whether it be an injury, a scandal, you know, like, it's modern baseball cards. Values go up and down. What's your advice for SSK, who's got all that Shohei stuff?
Yeah, I have no Ohtani stuff. I sold it all to SSK. At no point in time did I have any big stuff. It was like low-end rookie cups, whatever. But my man is heavy in a Ohtani position. I think really the only concern is he going to be suspended and or criminally indicted or arrested or charged in some way that's going to prohibit him from playing the game? That's really the only concern there. If that does occur, yeah, that could be a concern. I mean, if they kicked him out of, if they Pete Rose him, then yeah, that's not going to go well for Ohtani. But, you know, it doesn't look like he bet on baseball. Again, you know, we don't have enough information to be able to speculate, but short of him being kicked out of the league, I don't think it affects his value.
Yeah.
Even if he caught like a 60-game suspension over it, I really don't think that affects his value either. And if you are able to buy him on the cheap because he got suspended for a couple of months, yeah, go buy that stuff, because as soon as he gets back on the field, it's going to shoot right back up.
Yeah. I don't think there's going to be any punishment from Major League Baseball. Obviously, that's colored by the fact that maybe it's wishful thinking, but I'm like, hey, I really admire this guy. I don't want to think that he did anything wrong. But obviously, things can change, right? But, like, we'll see. I don't know. What does Pete? Do you think Pete Rose cards are more or less valuable because of his scandal, though? And Joe Jackson? I mean, let me ask you that.
I guarantee you it's got a little bit of action on eBay. You know what I mean? People just kind of, you know, it's the gossip economy. You know what I mean? It's just kind of how it goes. For the record, I could care less if Ohtani gambles on anything, baseball included. As long as he's not gambling on a game he's playing in and he wants to bet on the Rangers and the Blue Jays playing a game or whatever, good for him. Like, he should be able to do that. I could couldn't possibly care less. But yeah, this is just crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, man. All right. More on that probably next time. How should we do this? We should dive into our MLB preview, I think, because we're going to talk about a lot of teams. So I will kind of give the audience the background on what we tried to do. So we wanted to talk about every team. We wanted to tie it all into cards. So TJ and I kind of did a fantasy build your own collection. So we gave ourselves $1,000 budget and needed to pick one card from one player on every team. So like how that would work is, let's say I'm talking about the Padres. I don't have to pick a card of a player in a Padres uniform. I actually have to pick somebody on the Padres roster. So I could pick whoever I want. I could pick a Manny Machado card, him in the Orioles jersey, whatever. But a Manny Machado counts as a Padres card. So when you break down the $1,000, 30 teams, that gets you about a $33 per card budget. We ignored things like shipping and tax just for the sake of ease, but that's what we're going to go do. We're going to talk about every team, what we think their prospects are, and really like give like a shout out for a cool card from that team. And it's not necessarily an investment, but maybe a card we think's cool, card we think's going to jump in value. At least that's how I approached it. I don't know. Maybe you can give your perspective on it, TJ, but we split up divisions. So how did you go about doing this? Similar?
So I just want to be clear. I spent $1,000 on my 15 teams. Is that all right? Is that what I was supposed to do?
All right. Well, I guess it's now $1,500 for the PC. So
because I went wild.
No, this is good. This will give us a view for multiple budget perspectives. Because so your cards are going to be an average of like 66 a card. Then it seems mine will be like 33. It's all good.
Yes. And it's a nice mix of like high end and low end too. So you know what I mean. It's not just not a bunch of $500 cards in here.
Yeah.
Or like, and I ran out of money at the end. I can't imagine what I would have done with 500. Bless you, Bobby.
Well, all right. So budget, Bobby, baseball again. We split it up by division. So let's do the East Coast bias thing and start out East. Do you want to start with your NL East stuff, TJ?
Yeah, let's get it. So in the spirit of the MLB breakdown as well, I got a little blurb about just some players and some things that kind of stand out about each team. By no means is this anything you need to go build your fantasy roster off of or anything like that. But yeah, man, with the NL East, you kind of have to start with the Braves. Sometimes I wish back in the 90s when the only baseball I could watch was WGN Cubs games and TBS Braves games that I decided to be a Braves fan, because good Lord, that roster and that cupboard is just stocked. It's loaded. Acuna's the man. Strider's legit. You got guys all up and down that roster. Sean Murphy, Ozzie Albies, even Marcelo Zuna hit 40 home runs. I mean, it's crazy. They're all locked in. They're all on cheap deals. Love the Braves. Just a loaded roster. For the card, I grabbed a Spencer Strider 2022 Topps Chrome rookie auto for $75.
Ooh.
And it's the only 2022 Spencer Strider card with a different image than the one where he's just constantly wound up. If you look at his Gypsy Queen, his S1, and everything, it's just the same image, but on the auto with something different. So I really like that card. And I think Strider's legit. And, you know, you got the Smoltz, Glavin, Maddox history there. It's kind of cool. They got a big frontline pitcher up there.
Love it. I'll give you a lower budget card. We're not going to do this for every team, but I love Spencer Strider too. I've got a gold paper parallel out of 2022. So the probably a cheaper option. I'd imagine it's about half the price or less. So
nice.
But I like budget, I like Strider as well. All right. What else you got in that? I'll just let you run through the whole NL East.
All right, perfect. So the Marlins, Jazz Chisholm's the man, bro. He's electric. He's fun to watch. He's got the swag and everything else you could possibly ask for. So I like Jazz. I like Luis Arraez and Tim Anderson all in that lineup. You got a bunch of former batting champions all up and down there. That's a chance to be potentially huge if these guys all hit 310, 320. It's a lot of guys on base. A lot of fun in the rotation. Yuri Perez, AJ Puck, you know, Luzardo. Just a lot of fun, young guys. Good team to watch. For the card, I picked the 21 Topps Series 2 Jazz Chisholm SSP. It's got a nice big close-up of his face. It's super nice. And a PSA 9 for $105. Jazz. Next up, yeah, Jazz is cool, man. He had a really nice interview the other day I was watching where he was kind of trashing some former teammates. They didn't like his clubhouse energy. That's a whole other thing.
I love Jazz. He's a fun player. I like Yuri Perez, too. They just always seem to have young pitching, too. I don't know. For anybody who plays MLB The Show, I'm still waiting for Edward Cabrera to be what he was on MLB The Show 21. If you played back then with those high sinkers, you know what I'm talking about.
Filthy. Just sawing bass in half. All right. So next one, I got to be careful because, you know, there's a large contingency of the Discord, the Mets fans. Luckily, Mets fans hate the Mets, so it's not going to be a problem. Mets kind of need to pick a direction, bro. They need to decide, are they going to spend? Are they going to save? I feel like they're, you know, kind of transitional at the moment. They got a bunch of young guys they need to develop. Beatty, Alvarez, Singas, just a ton of guys over there. For the card, I picked the Francisco Alvarez 23 Topps Chrome SSP. He's got the great big Mets bomber jacket on. It's a dope image. $76. Beautiful card.
Nice.
Phillies. I hate the Phillies, bro, but their lineup is loaded and they're scary. You got Trey Turner if he gets right, Bryce Harper. Kyle Schwarber doesn't do anything but strike out and hit home runs. Just a deep lineup. If they could pitch, they're going to be tough to beat, man. So it's probably going to come down to them in the down to the wire with them. For the card, this is where I blew out the budget. So I picked the 2023 Topps Now, where Bryce is rounding the bases, but he's just staring everybody down. Just a stare down SP, and they did a rainbow foil version of it. Just a print run of 100. It was $309. So that's where I spent most of the budget.
Wait, what is this card? It's a Topps Now?
It's a 2023 Topps Now. And the original image on the card was him when he hit that big walk-off. You know what I mean? And so it's him at the plate, and he's swinging. But they did a SSP with a limited print run where he's rounding the bases, and he's just staring at watch. Put the 23 Topps Now, Bryce Harper, stare down. It's okay. Ridiculous.
I'm going to look. I don't think I've ever heard of this card.
Topps Now is dope, bro. You got to kind of get in. It's a whole other thing. You know what I mean? But I have a lot of fun with Topps Now. So that's a dope image. It's a fun card. If you're a Phillies fan, it's probably one of your biggest memories as a Phillies fan with Bryce Harper.
Nice. All right. Now to the bottom.
The Nats. Tons of kid. James Wood. He was the main return on that Soto deal. So, you know, you're hoping Wood is big. There's one.
I was gonna jump in there. I was like, wow, you're that's what she said. That's what she said. We need to get that on the soundboard, I guess.
Mackenzie Gore, CJ Abrams, you got Dylan Cruz coming up. Yeah, just a potentially really stacked lineup. Pick that James Wood Bowman's Best 22 Refractor Auto for $37. That's kind of in your budget.
Yeah, that's a nice and it's nice when you can get that. That's what I like about Bowman's Best, like the big prospect autos for really cheap. That's nice.
Problem is most of James Wood stuff, if it's a problem, he's still in Padres uniform. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, you know, we're probably going to trade for him again in like 4 years or sign him to a massive free agency deal. You know, that's how AJ rolls. So
probably trade for him when he's got 2 years left on his deal, keep him for a year, then trade him back for half of what you got in the first.
So I don't want James Wood to be that good. It's going to give me pain to watch him be good. So far, those guys that have gone over in that Soto deal, everybody bashes the Padres for depleting the farm, but like, honestly, like CJ Abrams is okay. Mackenzie Gore's okay. And then the prospects, a lot of the other ones not named James Wood have kind of not flamed out, but really not been what you expected.
So, they leveled off.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the Padres, I don't know. I'm homering, but I feel like they did a good job on that trade. It's not as bad as it may seem to the outsider. Unless James Wood is a perennial All-Star, then that's a little rough. But we'll
see. More often than not, that tends to be the case, man.
Yeah. Who's your NL East champion?
Might have to go with the Braves, bro.
Yeah, I'm the Braves, too. I mean, I really like the Phillies. We'll talk more about that. Maybe at the end here, we talked about we're going to do wild cards and stuff. I really like the Phillies, but I don't know how you can pick against the Braves, man. It's just depth up and down, like pitching, hitting. Like, they just got so many good players. It's insane. But they haven't been able to do anything in the playoffs. Sorry, Atlanta Braves fans. This is like the 90s all over again. It's crazy. So, all right, I'm gonna do my AL East. Anything else you want to say about the NL East?
No, I think I touched it, bro. I think that's it.
All right, so I'm gonna do my AL East here. So first, I'm gonna go to the Bronx, to the Yankees. So, and remember, my budget's half of TJ's. Bobby Budget Baseball here. All right. So I'm gonna with the Yankees. So first off, I think the Yankees are in a good spot this year. They're not getting talked about as much as they usually do, but with like Juan Soto, Judge, maybe Stanton's healthy. The pitching staff could be mean if guys get healthy, but now you got Gerrit Cole out until June. So I was going to pick them to win the division until the Gerrit Cole injury. But in terms of cards, give me the Aaron Judge 2022 Topps S1 SP. It's the Aaron Judge in the cornfield. So from the Field of Dreams game. So that's about a $40 card. It used to be about double. So I think now it's at a pretty good price. I think it's a pretty cool image. Reminds me of that game. And Aaron Judge is just iconic. I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's going to spend his whole career in a Yankees uniform. So give me Judge. For the Rays, who do you think I'm going to go with for the Rays, man? You're on mute, but I'm going to say Junior Caminero.
There you go.
So what I really want, Philly had this card, and I tried to buy it from him, and somebody beat me to the jump. But the 2024 Topps Silver Pack, the Blue Mojo out of 150, it's a rookie card. I really like that card. It's about a $40, $45 card. I had in my notes here about the Rays that I thought they were going to sign Blake Snell. I thought he was going to go back. I was like, oh, like a 1-year deal to the Rays? Like, that could make sense, but now he's a Giant. So that's going to change my projection on the Rays. But, you know, I think much like the Yankees, this division, these teams are good. They're going to be in the hunt. This is going to be a dogfight, I think. But on to the top dog, the Orioles. So I think this team is just too loaded. I think maybe they've got some uncertainty in their pitching staff with guys coming off injuries, but they're just oozing with talent. I think if like Bradish doesn't get healthy and misses the whole season, I think they go out and get another starting pitcher, and I've got them as my AL East champions. And the card that I went with was 2023 Topps Chrome Sapphire Gunnar Henderson, just a base rookie card for $28. So nice. I really like Gunnar. I think out of all the hyped guys from 23, I think he could end up being the best. So we'll see. My boy Gunnar. And I saw SSK. I saw him posting like a nice throwback Thursday Gunnar Henderson image variation that he was offering up to somebody via trade in the Discord yesterday. I might hit you up with that if it's still available. That's a nice looking card, man.
It really was.
What do you think? Dude, the Orioles are just mean. Like, they got Corbin Burnes now. They got all these prospects. Now Jackson Holliday's starting the season in the minor leagues. Like, what a luxury to just be like, we're good. You're probably ready, but we're good. We got plenty of talent. Kobe Mayo could be a beast too. It's just, they're just oozing with talent.
And there's more coming up too. You got Samuel Basayo in the pipeline. My kid, you know, I didn't know who the hell he was a year ago, but man, the kid hits. He's fully healthy now. There's just a lot of studs all over there. And so they're in a position to do a lot of things. They're flexible because all these kids are cheap. They can go out and trade a few of them out, get a couple big studs. I mean, if they could come around deadline time and they're in the hunt, they're just a piece or two away, they'll go make a deal.
Yeah.
They did it last year too.
They've got a new owner too, who by all
means,
yeah, he's like, and he's loaded too. Like he's rich. Like I think I heard he bought like an original copy of the Magna Carta so he could donate it to a museum. Like he bought it for like 20 million. So I'm like, all right, that dude's doing that. You're telling me he's not going to go out and get you a stud starting pitcher or outfielder or something for 20 million. Like I think it
has long money. That's long money.
It's big money, big money, man. All right. Blue Jays. So I actually just got this card, but I really like Bo Bichette. And I like the 2020 Topps SP rookie card. It's like the bow all in white. He's like got his back to the camera turning, just kind of staring down the camera. I think that's a really cool card. It's like a $40 card. I picked it up at a card show a few weeks ago. So really happy to add that one. And just shout to Joey Votto. I really love that Joey Votto is getting a chance with the Blue Jays. I hope he ends up on the roster and playing. He's a Canadian. So it just feels right. Just feels right to see Joey Votto. I would have liked to see him end his career with the Reds, but if he was going to go somewhere, this feels right. So Blue Jays are pretty close.
Too bad it couldn't end like that with him in Cincinnati. But what are you going to do?
Blue Jays are probably really happy that they didn't sign Shohei at this point.
Hard agree.
Yeah. And then the I think probably just about everybody's pick to finish last in the AL East, the Red Sox. I watched the Red Sox spring breakout game last Saturday. Man, they got lots of prospects. So I do think they're on the up and up. I really like Roman Anthony. So you can get a Roman Anthony first Bowman Speckle out of 299 for about $35-$40. That's who I'd be going with if you want to do a little prospecting. I'm not super excited about much that's on the major league roster right now. I mean, it's just not good. Not good vibes. So I think this division is going to be a dogfight. I think you might get like four teams. There's like a realistic possibility that four teams make the playoffs from this division. I don't think it actually ends up happening. But I'm going with the Orioles. So
I also pick the Orioles for the East.
Maybe we should go back and forth. I feel like I'm just going on monologues. Should we go back and forth this time?
Do you want? Call it.
I'm calling it. All right.
All right.
So we're going to go to the Central. We need to.
Oh boy.
We need to. What's, by the way, the Central divisions? Holy shit! Like, when are these division's going to be good again? I feel like it's been 10 years since the Central divisions were good. Like you had that time when it was like the Cubs, the Pirates, and the Cardinals were all like winning 90 games for like a year or two there. Like that was really fun. But it feels like since then, the Central is just where a team like kind of ekes their way into the playoffs and then they're the underdog in whatever matchup they get, both for the AL and the NL. I don't know. Is it going to be different this year, man?
No, I don't think so. I think we're looking at a lot of the same because both those divisions I'm looking at is kind of set up to exactly pretty much what you just described. I think a couple of teams probably could get to that point. I think the Cardinals are arguably two or three starting pitchers and one more bat away from being considered a legitimate threat in the National League, but you put them in a seven-game series with Philadelphia or the Braves, and we're going to show our true colors. I mean, other than that, you know.
You put anybody in a five- or seven-game series with those two teams, though. Like, the Braves are just so good, and the Phillies are just so scary. I don't know.
And you're not even talking about the Dodgers either. You know what I mean? So there's some legitimate powerhouse teams out there, and it's rough. So, yeah, right now it's East and West, it seems like.
So
flyover states.
What do you think about your Cardinals? Like, who are you looking at on the Cardinals? Let me put it that way.
The only thing I want to say about the Cardinals is it looks like we're going to waste another year of having Goldschmidt and Arenado at the corners, which is just, it's a travesty, man. I really don't know what else to say. It's just kind of disgusting at this point. But for something to pick up, I like Nolan Arenado. I like his long-term, probability of being a Hall of Fame player. multiple gold gloves. He's, you know, just really consistent, stable guy. You can get his 2013 Topps Chrome Update rookie in a PSA 9 for $46.
That's not bad at all.
Not really. And I'm sure you could upgrade that if you want to. But, you know, in a lot of instances for me, nines are fine.
There is somebody who follows me on Instagram who's like Instagram handle is nines are fine. And I totally agree. Especially with
modern. I think he follows me as well, if I'm not mistaken.
All right. We're going to flip back and forth. So I'm going to do the AL Central first team on my list. So I'm also going to say, I want to steal something from Bill Simmons. They do something when they talk about like the NFL, they do cross-offs. Are you familiar with this? Do you listen to his pod?
Nah, can't say it.
They do cross-offs, teams that have, in their mind, been eliminated from playoff contention. So since we've already talked about the East divisions, I'm going to do a cross-off from the East. The Red Sox, you have been mathematically eliminated from playoff contention as of now in my books.
I'll agree.
and we're in the AL Central. I'm sorry. Chicago White Sox, you have also been crossed off as mathematically eliminated. Just not a very good team. So just sent Dylan Cease over to the Padres. I have no idea why they're trading for Steven Wilson to be their closer. I would have liked to see the Padres hang on to him. I just don't get the value for the White Sox, maybe to trade him at the deadline. But I digress. I think the White Sox are years away. They're a bad, bad team. I'd pick up the 2020 Top Series 2 Luis Robert rookie SP for $25. I think it's a cool card, and I think Lou Bob is on his way out of Chicago. So, and when you look to free agency in future years or future deadline deals, I think he's going to be one of the big names out there. But, man, cross off the White Sox. They are bad. You're muted.
Yeah, man, I 100% agree. As you know, Lou Bob hit 38 home runs last year. He's probably going to get unloaded at some point, but they're a good 4 or 5 years away, bro. Yeah. They need to salt the earth and start all over.
It's ugly. It's ugly. Dylan Cease has got to be one of the happiest dudes in the majors after getting the hell out of there.
Yeah, it sucks, man, because just looking back a few years, there was a lot of potential, a lot of excitement there, and just a lot of moves just didn't work out. A lot of guys couldn't stay healthy. It's just rough. It's rough. All right, so you want to keep it with Chicago? Talk about the Cubs.
Yeah, let's talk about the Cubs.
Cubs, they look like they might win this division. They also look like they might win 80 games. It's, you know what I mean. It could kind of go either way,
or both. I like that. Or both. We got balanced schedules now. Maybe they'll win the division with 80 wins.
Cardinals won the World Series one time, winning 86 games. So. I like that they brought Bellinger back. He showed out last year. He really had a good year. So they got him back at like half the cost of what Boris wanted to get him signed for. I like that Imananga, the new starting pitcher that they brought over. He looks good, man. He looks good. He's got some filthy stuff. So that should be fun to watch. I'm a huge fan of international prospect signings, particularly from the Asian market. It's just interesting to me, you know, particularly with the pitchers. I don't know. It's a lot of fun to watch. For the card, 2023 Bowman draft, Matt Shaw, first paper Bowman, PSA 10 for $25. Kid's got a big bat, and it's fun to get excited about the future.
So for those of us like me who don't know who the hell that is, Matt Shaw sounds like a white dude from the Midwest. What's his background? Is he a high school guy or college, like international?
You want me to call Philly really quick? That's generally Philly's department, bro.
All right, you heard it here. Look it up yourself. We don't know when he's arriving. He'll be here someday to the show. I like the Cubs though too. I think we talked about it a little bit before. I think any of the teams in the NL Central could really win. And they literally, no matter what you do with this division, you shake it up, and any order of standings completely makes sense to me. I could see the Cubs finishing in first and last. So, and I could say that for every team. So it'll be an interesting one. Over back to the AL Central. So next on my list, I got the Minnesota Twins. So here's, I don't know if this is a hot take or not. But I think Royce Lewis stays healthy and competes for the AL MVP award. I don't think he wins the AL MVP, but I think you get a huge, huge year from Royce Lewis. When he's healthy, just look at the numbers. Dude's a beast. He's still young. He was the number one overall pick. He's got that pedigree. Like, this is not a fluke. He just needs to stay healthy. So in line with that, I'm going to go with the 2023 Topps Triple Threads Royce Lewis rookie auto out of 199, run you about $50. And again, Damn. Yeah. So I think, and to spoil it, I think the Twins, I think they win the division again. I think they're a really good team. I think they've got some good, they're good all around. It's just a really, really consistent team. And when I look at it, I really like some of the pitching. Like, I like Joe Ryan. I like Pablo Lopez. I think it's
Lopez is nasty.
Yeah, he could win the Cy Young. He's nasty. So I think it's a good team. I like the Twins. And I really like Royce Lewis. Like watching him play.
Yeah, I don't think that's too hot of a take. I think if he stays healthy, that he could easily compete, you know, for AL MVP, at least, you know, top five type to top 10 discussion. The guy hits a ton of home runs, plays a good center field, steals some bases. I mean, what more do you want?
Yeah, we didn't even talk about Carlos Correa. Like, I mean, dude's steady. He's good. Like, they got a good team.
No, yeah, and Buxton, you know what I mean? There's a lot of ingredients there. Twins, mm-hmm. Twins could be scary. All right, so I'll go to the Reds. You know, everybody's Ellie. He hit 235 last year. Everybody just remain calm for a little while. Let's see how that plays out long term. Just be mindful of that. But they got a lot of other really exciting rookies. You got McClain, Spencer Steer, a couple guys in the rotation. Lodolo looks good. Hunter Green looks good. For the card, I went with the 2023 Topps Heritage black and white SSP of Ellie, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
$51.
Pump the brakes on Ellie. Don't do anything crazy. Don't go out and buy any Ellie Golden Mirror SSPs or anything like that. That'd be nuts.
Yeah, why would anybody want to do such a thing? But, you know, exciting player, and if he puts it all together and hits 265 and strikes out 24% of the time.
Yeah. So yeah, check the Discord. You'll know what we're talking about. I like the Reds too. Like, they just seem to be oozing with talent in the minor leagues. Like Cam Collier, all kinds of different dudes. Like, I mean, they just seem to be just pumping out those international prospects, especially. It seems like they've all, like, every year in Bowman, it's like they've got these dudes. Like you want the Reds in your break. So I think they're on to something.
Hector Rodriguez, Leonardo Balcazar. I've got stacks of red slabs over here. It makes my blood boil.
But just hanging on, waiting for him to make the run.
Just give me that moment.
All right. So back to the AL Central. We got the Detroit Tigers. I think they could flirt with 500. I don't think they're there yet, but I think they're starting to get some ingredients. It would have been really nice if Torque had been what they expected. I feel like he's kind of been a bit of a letdown. He's getting a little bit better. Riley Green came up last year. He was a former number one prospect. He was decent, wasn't incredible. I considered circling back on some Riley Green rookie cards, but I actually went with one of their prospects. I did a 2020 Bowman Chrome Sapphire, first of Colt Keith. So that base card run you about $25. I think he's a pretty good prospect. He's going to hit, or so it seems, based on the minor league stats. He's one of the dudes, like, even last summer when you guys were starting up the Tool Time podcast and I started looking at minor league metrics, he's a guy that has, like, popped on every one of the filters that I run. So I like Colt Keith. The thing that's unfortunate is it is tough to hit home runs in their home ballpark, so the numbers don't pop as much in terms of power. He's probably going to have a lot of flyouts that could be homers other places, but that's okay. I think that the Tigers could compete, but I think they're probably a year or two away. So probably 500 is about best possible outcome I see, but you never know.
I like Colt Keith a lot. All right, so the Brewers. they're kind of in that tear down phase. They made their run. It didn't quite pan out. They traded off Corbin Burns. It's going to be interesting. You know what I mean? I said it may be a notch below the Cubs, but this is going to be the year Jackson Churio made the opening day roster. He's ready to go. He signed that big Robert Acuna-esque, you know, contract where he's locked in for pennies on the dollar for a long time. And if he turns out being a beast, it's going to be a big thing for them. So I'm simultaneously excited and concerned about, you know, how well he's going to do. I'd like him to do really well right up until the point where I sell that Bowman orange auto. And then after that, he could fall off. I'll be all right. For the card, I picked his 2022 first Bowman Chrome Sapphire. You can get a PSA 10 for $126 if you like it all slabbed up and such.
Nice. And he's on the opening day roster now. So
that is correct.
If you want a cheaper option, I've got the cheapest 2023 pro debut rookie up. I actually made a trade with Alex for that card a while back, and now I'm thinking I'm going to cash out. Sorry, Alex. But
is it the auto or?
Yeah, it's just the base auto, sticker auto. So I got it in my display right now. I think I traded Alex a Yordan PSA 10. Forget what the actual card was. I think it was the man insert from Finest. And then I sent him the player to be named later in that trade was, he loves Corey Lee. I saw a Corey Lee gold rookie auto at a card show. So I picked it up for Alex and sent it to him as to complete that trade. So
I like those types of deals.
Yeah, good stuff. I'm in the same boat with you on the Brewers, though. Like, they lost Corbin Burns. Devin Williams, I think, is having back problems. That's nothing to mess with. It's like it does seem like they're starting to fade a little bit. But they're just that team that it just feels like they always stick around. They're always in the hunt. So it's you never know. We'll see. Jackson Churio could be this year's Ellie or Julio, so, and probably will be. So,
lost their manager too.
Yeah, Craig Counsell. God, I hated watching that guy play. He just always pissed me off.
Yeah, me too.
All right. So, back to the AL, the Kansas City Royals. God, you know, I it's a guy that I didn't really like originally, but I love Bobby Witt Jr. now. What an athlete. I think the Royals compete for the division, and I think Bobby Witt Jr. is in the the AL MVP race. I don't think he wins, but again, going back that 2022 rookie class with Bobby Witt and J-Rod, they're on a really nice trajectory. I like the Royals. I like the Bobby Witt, at least at this price range, the Bobby Witt Series 2 SP. It's about $55, so a little pricey. That's his first card, but if you can get the Topps Update SP, the mullet image, the first episode of this podcast, we talked about it, named it something else, TGF. Go listen if you don't know. I'm not going to get the e-stamp on this just yet, but great card. I'm expecting big things from Bobby Witt Jr. And again, expecting the Royals to compete a little bit this year, but much like the Tigers, I think they're a year away, maybe two.
Yeah. Agree. Like the Royals, like Witt a lot. All right, so who you got winning the AL Central?
I didn't talk about the Guardians yet. And you didn't talk about
Did you?
You need to talk about the Pirates, bro. What can I say about the Pirates? Don't forget about Dre here. Don't forget about the Pirates.
O'Neal Cruz is back.
Oh, shit.
And he looks good in spring.
Oh, shit. I think he's going to play over under 9 games this year.
I think he'll go over, man. I mean, he's got that big, lanky kind of, you know, build or whatever, but that was a little bit of a freak injury last year. You know what I mean? It wasn't like – and it wasn't anything that you really see. It's like, oh, this is going to be reoccurring or anything. Like he, you know, pulled a hamstring or something wild.
Totally
like
a freak injury.
But yeah, I'm glad, and I don't know, man. We might see some Paul Skeens at some point in time. So
100%, think you're going to.
That's also exciting.
Tamar Johnson, maybe some others. Yeah, we'll see.
Tamar still strikes out a little bit too much for my taste, but I am excited to see what the left side of an infield could look like with, you know, Hayes at third, Cruz at short, Tamar at second, just mashing the ball. So I like a Paul Skeens first Bowman paper for $8.
There you go.
I went budget. There you go. By the time I got to the Pirates, I had about $8 left in my budget.
All right. So here's what's going to – at the beginning, I talked about, like, cards that I thought were really good, and, like, I don't want to say any cards that I want to actually buy. Now I'm actually going to do it. I'm going to talk about one that I'm probably not going to be able to buy by Tuesday, but I think it's a cool card. So 2022 Topps Heritage, O'Neill Cruz, the image variation. Really cool card. It's like you got like the first base line and like right field grandstand of PNC Park in the background. And it's just like this camera image from like probably the first row where the photographers sit, kind of looking up at them. It's a really cool image. If you're a Pittsburgh dude or love PNC Park, it's just vibes. And like you, I like Cruz. Who's the best Cruz in the? Who's the best Cruz in the NL Central? Ellie or O'Neill? Who's gonna have the bigger year?
Hot take, long term, I like O'Neill.
Ooh, nice, love it. All right, so who's your champ?
Another hot take. I'm gonna say the Cubs, man. And full disclosure, I'm just picking these. I'm not trying to curse anybody. I know there's a whole narrative of me cursing stuff. We talk about O'Neill Cruz, and now everybody thinks he's going to, like, break his back or something like that because yeah. I've vouched for him twice, 2 years in a row. But I'm not trying to curse folks. I'm like, yeah, man, with all due respect, I think the Cubs might be the ones. We'll be lucky to sneak in as a wild card. I have no faith in the Cubs.
Damn. This is no fun because Mike picks the Cubs, too. We gotta disagree. Have we agreed? Actually, did you have an AL East pick? Did you pick the Orioles too?
Yeah, I really did.
All right, so we're just picking AL Central. All right, well, I got to do the Guardians.
Okay, first. Okay. That's the second time I try to skip the Guardians, by the way.
So the Tribe, they are, again, I'm like, they're always hanging in. They're like the Brewers to me. Like, they're just always there. They're always knocking on the door, and they can never seem to break through in the playoffs. Even the Twins, they're all these Central teams are so familiar to so just crazy, to me. They're just the same vibes. But so I think I don't think they're there. I could easily see them being a playoff team, but I don't think they win the division. But Jose Ramirez, man, he is quietly just continuing to stack numbers on numbers on numbers. And I think Philly had the question a couple weeks ago, like, who do you think is like a veteran who's starting to knock on the door of the Hall of Fame? If you're talking about a few years away, I think Jose Ramirez is like, he's like a few more prime years from really like getting himself into the conversation. Like, I think he's at like 45 WAR and WAR isn't everything, but like he's racking up the numbers. So, and he comes from a time of cards where it's not quite the same as it is today. Like things like refractors and base cards, those still are fairly rare and can hold more value. So I went with a 2014 Topps Chrome Jose Ramirez refractor for $45. And yeah, nice card. Jose Ramirez just quietly going about his business and racking up numbers. So my division winner, though, for the division, Royce Lewis, Pablo Lopez, they lead the Twins to the Central win. Oh, you're shaking your head. You picked the same thing.
Goddamn Twins is what I did.
Damn it!
And to continue with this narrative of us just agreeing on everything, which I'm sure is incredibly entertaining for everybody, but
yeah, we started with the East. We just monologued for 5 minutes on each division, and now we're just agreeing.
Jose Ramirez, right, probably one of the two or three most underrated players in Major League Baseball, and he really is. A large part of that is being, you know, on the Cleveland Guardians. And unfortunately, I mean, but yeah, man, I mean, that's a guy I would have no problem, you know, buying some of those 13, 14 refractors, rookie autos, stuff like that, that you can really get cheap because it's a Hall of Fame type career he's building over there.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm on FanGraphs, and he's at a 46.7 WAR. And he had a 5-WAR season last year. He's projected for another 5-WAR season this year. Fangraphs does the 3-year projection as well. So they're projecting out things like aging and regression. They've still got him at 4.8 in 25 and 3.9 in 26. If he puts those three seasons up, like, you're looking at a 60-WAR player all of a sudden.
Is he in danger of any, like, milestones, like flirting with anything, like 300 home runs, 500 home runs, 1,500 hits? Because, I mean, some of those big boy 500 home runs, 3,000 hits just rarely happen. But 2,500 hits might get you in, you know?
Yeah, he's really not. It's more of a, you know, this. It's kind of more of the saber metrics and not the counting stats, because he's only got 216 career homers. Mm-hmm. He's like pretty consistently in that 25 to 35 range. He had one season with 39. He actually hit 17 in that shortened season in 2020. That's a pretty big number for that season.
What a shame. But
yeah, he's got 1,300 hits. So not huge, but again, it's just he's stacking it up, quietly going about his business.
He might get 2,000 hits.
Yeah.
What's he got, another good 6-7 years left?
Hopefully. Man, that's what I used to think. So I'm over here dealing with this. I made reference to injuries. So I got like these two bulging discs in my neck, and I'm trying to rehab from it. And now I've got Achilles tendonitis in both Achilles, and now, so I'm 38 now, I'm starting to get it. Like, I'm starting to understand these athletes that are like, yeah, my body's falling apart, I just can't get myself ready for the season. I'm like,
banged up Bobby over here.
Oh, bro, it's bad, it's so bad, holy smokes. I just
Bobby disc bulge.
It's ugly. It's ugly. It's an ugly sight to look at on the MRI, man. But, oh, I forgot to say this at the beginning when we were talking about what we did in the hobby. I don't think I really said much of what I did in the hobby. But so I'm getting my MRI, right? And I'm in a part of town that I'm unfamiliar with, but like something felt familiar. And I realized there's this card shop right across the street from the MRI place.
Your spidey sense kicked in.
My spidey sense kicked in. I've been there once just because I wanted to check it out. Like probably 2 years ago. So I walk in, I'm like not expecting much, you know, I'm like putting myself on a bit more of a budget. I'm not ripping a hobby product this year. So I grab a hanger of 2024 Top Series 1, go back and do the car rip before I head home. What do I see? A flipped over backwards Juan Soto. Peel it. I'm just expecting, oh, it's like retail blue or some shit like that.
Maybe a rainbow foil.
Yeah, exactly. I pull it down and I see the out of 76, and I'm like, oh, I know what that is. Flip it over, Juan Soto Independence Day parallel. And to, it's nice. It's the last Padres base card he's going to have. And the Padres are wearing their camo uniforms in the picture. I'm like, that's a good look. Camo and red, white, and blue. Let's go. Now, the camo parallel's got to look incredible with that jersey, but I'll take the Independence Day.
This year's Independence Day is arguably the best since like 2018.
Yeah, they're really nice. It's a nice card. I was fired up. So that was probably, and you know, in terms of value, it's not huge, but like to hit a PC player like that's really cool. So was fired up about that. But anyway. All right, the West. Maybe we'll have chalk across the board, because I don't. Maybe the AL West will be different, but I don't see us. I mean, everybody's picking the Dodgers, right?
And then the playoff picks all the way down. You know, that'll be interesting to see. All right.
So yeah.
Should we start with the Astros? We'll start with the Astros. We'll start deep in the
Alex heart. About to get roasted.
Deep in the heart of Texas. So that pen is loaded, man. I mean, there's no way you're getting through Abreu, Presley, and Hader 7-8-9. The only conceivable way I could see somebody be able to get through that pen is if they could come up with some type of like a pitch sign stealing scheme wherein they would know what pitches are coming. Because otherwise, man, that bullpen is just going to be absolutely unhittable. For my card, I picked the 2020 Topps S1 Yordan Rookie SP. He's just walking away. There's this nice big backdrop of a building in the background. Some of the stadium lights up in the top corner. Gorgeous. PSA 9, $70.
Beautiful card. Love it. All right. Oh, my turn. I agree with you. The Astros are nasty. I mean, the Astros are my division champ. I'll just say it now. Until somebody knocks them off, I know the Rangers won the World Series. Until somebody knocks them off, they're my division champ over there. And I'll go to my NL West division champ. Never mind. Sorry, not the Rockies. The Los Angeles Dodgers. They've got their problems. One of them, oh my God, I watched some highlights of the Seoul series. Max Muncy at third. That's going to be a problem. I know everybody's projecting them to win 100 games. They are not going to win 100 games if they get that kind of defense from him at third. Gavin Lux is still a little shaky at second. Mookie is amazing to be playing short, but that's a bad defensive infield. So, and that can lead to things. So, I still think the Dodgers run away with the division like they do every year. And my card is, there's so many guys to pick from, right? So many. So I almost took the Shohei 2018 Stadium Club rookie card. I think that's a cool card. But I went with the 2014 Topps Update Mookie Betts, just the base card. It's about $30. Mookie's unbelievable. Like, he could retire today and he's a Hall of Famer. I think he's going to do enough over the next few years. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's got no controversies attached to him. I mean, really, the only thing I can say is, like, the most controversial thing Mookie's ever done is now he's on a team with Shohei and his last name's Betts. Like, so there's lots of signs you could make if you're a Padres fan. Like, Shohei likes Betts. And, like, I don't know. You know, I'm not smart enough to come up with something cool, but Mookie Betts, that's my dude.
Solid pick. I knew you were going to pick Betts, bro. There's no way you weren't going to pick Betts.
I got so many Mookie cards. I love Mookie. He's awesome.
And I don't know if I go so far as to call him underrated, but maybe a little slightly overlooked. You know what I mean? Just in terms of somebody who's been established. Yeah. I mean, we're talking 10 years, right? He's been around. All right. So over to the Mariners, another team. I noticed how you gave me all the teams with the large contingents within the discourse. I get to piss off all the Mets.
Whoa. Didn't you pick which divisions you're taking? I thought you did.
That may or may not be accurate. I don't know.
But yeah, I'm glad I don't want to pick the Mets. That's the one I wouldn't want to piss everybody off. But they all hate their own teams. Yeah, so
it's a self-loathing type of situation over there. So they're good with it. And, you know, there's nothing I can say they haven't already said to themselves into a television screen sometime in the past three summers. It's just the way it goes. All right, so over to the Mariners. I think this is the year that J-Rod kind of really, really cements his spot. This is what I'm going to be doing for a long time. He's got 11. Here's a stat you're going to love. He's got 11.5 WAR. Right, that's the 11th most in the first 2 years of a career since 1901.
Woo-hoo-hoo. And he's 22, or is he 23 now?
I'm not sure. He's just in his. Yeah, I think he's 23. I'm not sure when his birthday is, but that's pretty remarkable. You know what I mean? So we're talking about a guy that is doing it and doing it well from the beginning. So if he's able to do it for a long time, chef's kiss. I like Kirby and Gilbert as a 1-2 punch. I just need some more in this lineup from the Mariners. And it's, you know, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. For my card, I went on Bobby Budget status, 22 Chrome update, J-Rod purple rookie, $20. Just look at the centering, bro, because some of those are atrocious. Just might be mindful of the centering.
Nice. Well, you know, I love J-Rod. And, like, to add on to that pitching, Luis Castillo, too.
No doubt.
Like, he's a beast. But, yeah, I may or may not have got a big J-Rod card recently, too. So,
yeah. And I highly advocate for that. I sent my J-Rod Inception auto off to PSA. You know why I did it? That Austin Riley auto that you sent to PSA, Riley, I was like, this kind of looks good in the slab. So I decided to.
Yeah.
Bobby Trendsetter.
Those Inception, I really like Inception. It's really nice. I mean, I think part of it is like I had a nice Inception box, but I love that product. All right, we're going to talk about my Padres. So I'm going to give you two because it's the Padres. I feel like I know a lot about Padres. I'm really excited about the Padres getting Dylan Cease. So I actually already got this card. I got the his 2020 Tops or 2020 Stadium Club rather rookie auto. So it's a pretty sick card. It's just him standing there. Looks like he's doing a post game interview and he's getting the Gatorade bath. So it's not the Juan Soto Gatorade bath, but it's a Gatorade bath and it is a really cool card. I sufficiently trashed the hell out of the White Sox. So I think Dylan Cease is just going to have a better year just not being in that situation. He's, again, he's got to be one of the happiest dudes in baseball to get the hell out of there. And then the other guy, oh, so that card's about a $20 card. The other card to call out, Jackson Merrill, huge prospect, huge personality, could be very hobby relevant in the future. I don't think he's going to have that big of a year, but just a call out that, so I think JC's dad had some questions about, you know, some junk wax era error cards, E-R-R-O-R, error cards. Jackson Merrill's first Bowman is not an image of him. So if you want an error card of a modern card, go get that Jackson Merrill first. You can get a refractor for pretty cheap. It's not him. It's some other dude. So the first card of him where it's his image is actually another card. So he has no first Bowman with his own face on it. So what do you think about that, man?
I mean, that's just phenomenal. I'm not Jackson Merrill's mother probably doesn't love that, but other than that, that's kind of dope.
Well, do you remember? I confirmed this with Jackson Merrill's mother. She literally responded to like a Twitter post about it, and I asked her, and literally like was DMing Jackson Merrill's mom, trying to get him to come onto the podcast like 2 years ago. Really nice lady. I'm really glad he's in the majors and looking good doing it.
No, so I really don't remember that, but it's incredibly odd that that would be my frame of reference and that you also thought that and somehow got that accomplished. So thanks for shutting that down.
Yeah, Jackson Merrill's mom follows the pod on both Instagram and X.
Shout out to Mrs. Merrill. That's what's up.
Oh, Padres, we're going to compete for a wild card. I'll just say that. We're not going to win the division, but I like what I see.
All right. All right. Well, I guess I'll finish off with Texas with the Rangers. That lineup is nasty loaded. I mean, not so much in the rotation, though. I'm a little worried. I mean, you're looking forward to 2 months of DeGrom, you know, late in the year. Just not a lot to love in the rotation, and it doesn't look like they're going to bring Montgomery back, which I don't 100% understand. For the card, I went for the 2018 Topps Chrome Refractor, the Corey Seager rookie. He's sliding into the base. Awesome, awesome image. You can get a PSA 10 for like $23. It's a base rookie card, nothing crazy, but it's just absolutely gorgeous. And you talk about guys with potential, you know, high trajectories. I like Corey Seager a lot. Got a couple World Series MVPs under his belt. There's a lot to like there.
Yeah, man. Look at the list of who is a two-time World Series MVP. It's a pretty exclusive list that Seager's on. And he's racking up the numbers. I don't think he's going to hit the traditional Hall of Fame stats, but if he gets close with two World Series MVPs, I mean, that might get him there. We'll see.
Agreed. Agreed.
What about Wyatt Langford? Oh my God, dude is mashing the ball. He's unreal.
This is why we prospect, sir. This is why we prospect.
Have you seen the controversy about the Wyatt Langford superfractor on Twitter or anything or Instagram?
I can't say that I have, no.
Man, so like I'm gonna paraphrase it. Long story short, somebody pulled the Wyatt Langford superfractor redemption, right? Redemption, not actual autographed card in hand. They went and redeemed it and came to an agreement with somebody to buy the card for $25,000. Big number. This person, from what I understand, is a fairly reputable dealer. Went out. There's no contract in place. This wasn't an agreement on eBay, nothing like that. This person went out and said, all right, are you going to hold it for me? I'm going to go out and raise the funds. So was committed to Yes. Person went out, sold a bunch of their PC to buy this card. Long story short, Langford has this amazing spring. And then the seller sends a picture that the redemption came back in. Like, yo, look, I got your card. And the response from the person is, all right, let me come. Like, I'm going to fly out and buy it now. Like, I'm ready. I got the cash.
There's the only way to buy a card that big.
Yeah, yeah. And then the response, sorry, bro. I got an offer for 50 grand. I'm selling it to them. I don't know. Can you imagine the gut punch being the buyer? Or the potential buyer. And at the same time...
Are you mad at the seller?
Right, I mean...
What do you do if you're the seller? Because obviously, you know what I mean? You post, hey, I got this thing. And you know, you're probably getting DMs left and right. And somebody offers you 50. Do you have a gentleman's agreement with some guy you never met before? Hey, internet stranger. Or do you double your money?
So, if I'm the seller... I'm selling the redemption before I redeem it because God knows how long that shit's going to take to come back.
Amen.
Secondly, if I am communicating with somebody on that level, like I would make damn clear, like if I was the seller, yes. If I like for a card like that, I would say, yes. If I still have the card and have not gotten a better offer, I'll consider your offer. I can't make you any promises. Like, it's a deal when money exchanges hands and the card exchanges hands. So I get it.
The seller didn't handle it well.
No, I don't think it was handled well, but at the same time, like very, very easily that buyer could have come back and said, yo, I wasn't able to get the funds. My circumstances changed, whatever. Like, and I'm at like, what if Wyatt Langford goes out and tears his ACL in the spring? Like, do you think that guy's still buying it for 25K? Like, I don't know.
That story could have easily been written, you know what I mean, the other way. I agree. And yeah, man, I mean, it's not oftentimes you pass off, in a lot of cases, a year's salary. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I don't think many of us are buying cards for 25 grand or selling cards for 25 grand, but just like
buying cards for 2,500.
Yeah, I know. Just a warning. Shit happens. I don't know. So, but why Langford? Holy shit. He's made the opening day roster. He's a beast.
Yeah. So. Monster. And
apparently a super fractor is selling for 50K. So
sounds about right. I mean, it's not right, but it sounds about right.
Yeah. All right. I got the Colorado Rockies. Cross them off. They've been mathematically eliminated. They're done. So I like Adele Amador in the minors. I like Nolan Jones. He had a nice rookie year, but like realistically, these guys are probably going to lose 100 games and not be very exciting doing it. So I don't. I mean, I'm just saying it's probably what's going to happen. Like, they're not exciting. So for me, Colorado Rockies, I look at the roster. Nothing too exciting for me. So I'm actually going back to 2019 and I'm buying a Topps Chrome Chris Bryant image variation refractor. Did you know that Chris Bryant is even on the Rockies? Do you know who he is? He's a baseball player. He signed like a $200 million deal like 2 years ago.
Yeah. So, yeah, because the Rockies traded Nolan Arenado and ate $50 million of his contract. And then turn around and sign Chris Bryant for basically the same money that they had left on Arenado's deal. So not only, yeah, man, it is rough. It is rough. They are going to lose 100 games, and they deserve it just for doing that.
I mean, Nolan Arenado dodged a bullet. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know what they're doing. But like the 2019 Topps Chrome Chris Bryant image variation, it's a really cool image. It's like taken from the first base line, like, I don't know, I must just like these views. It's like, it seems like the photographer got down on the ground and kind of like shot it up of like Wrigley Field. So you get a nice Wrigley Field image. I think, you know, but when I look at that roster, there's nothing that excites me. And I think I would just like Chris Bryant in a Cubs uniform. I don't have any of those cards. So I think he's got some cool Cubs stuff. So I'd go look out for that, because that's something that might mean something to me down the road. Just remembering the time that he had there when he was an amazing player. So
another quick guy to add to that list of Rockies, Yankiel Fernandez.
I had no idea who that is, but I'll take
a little tool time moment for you there. He's right on par with Amador. You're spot on with Adell Amador, but Yankiel Fernandez, keep an eye on that name.
What I'm keeping an eye on, too, with Amador is he's a switch hitter. He can play the defense in the middle infield, and he started developing power last year before he got hurt. So I want to see if that power surge continues. I think he's in Double-A, so who knows? They might rush him up to the show if they need to sell some tickets. I don't know what they're doing.
You know who he reminds me of? You remember Carlos Gonzalez? That's what Amador reminds me of. He's going to be solid.
Yeah.
But all right, I got two left. So you got the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Mike Trout. I got nothing else to talk about there. That's pretty much it. So they got a 2021 Topps update. Mike Trout SP. He's signing some autos for some fans on the sideline. $15 card. Super nice. Cool card. Besides that, I'm sorry, Angels fans. I'm sorry, guys. I don't even know what to. I don't see any consolation or any light at the end of the tunnel. I'm sorry.
I'll give you some consolation, Angels fans. I'm not scratching off any team with Mike Trout on it, just because you never know. So I actually, the only card that I have in transit to me right now is a Mike Trout card. So I'll give you my Mike Trout card. 2021 Topps Archives Mike Trout Red Hot Foil out of 50. It's a $25 card. It's just cool to me because it's got like, I don't know what year of Topps it might be. I'm trying to remember. It's I think the card stock of Chipper Jones is rookie year. So I think it might be like 90, 91, something like that, Topps. No, it's not 90. Maybe it's 91. But it's a nice Mike Trout card. Pretty cool. So give it a look. There are a few of them up on the bay.
Big fan of Red Hot Foils for obvious, you know, bias reasons. They're a beautiful card.
Yeah, the color match. The consolation I'll give the Angels is, again, I'm not going to scratch you off. You're not crossed off. You could still do it.
A lot of kids, man. I mean, if you get drafted by the Angels, you're going to start soon. Yep. They're telling kids they're like, hey, man, sign with us. You'll be in the bigs in 6 minutes. Just you pack your bags right now, son. Let's go. Let's you in the lineup. All right. So last team, got the A's. I'm not even going to put a city in front of that. I just
cross them off. Sorry, A's fans.
But in my childhood, I was a Mark McGwire fan. So I was a big 89, 90, 91 Oakland A's fan, right? Ricky Henderson, Jose Canseco, Tony La Russa, Dave Stewart, Dennis Eckersley, the whole nine. It was just amazing era of A's baseball, and it's just a shame. So I went a different route and picked a prospect that they traded, or rather that they acquired from the Orioles, Darryl Hernáez. You can get his first Bowman Chrome auto for $15. Just a fun card, and I like him. And they got to look toward the future because the present is bleak.
Nice. Hey, I accidentally turned off your camera.
I guess you can't see me. I guess you
can't see me. Turn it back on. Technical difficulties. I can't talk to a wall. My bad.
Oh, there you go. You don't want me to John Cena you for the rest of the episode?
Sorry. Just like clicking around my screen like an idiot. Oh, my God. Yeah, the A's. It's like really sad what's happening there. I don't know. Do I hate their ownership more than the Pirates? Should we go back and talk some shit on Bob Nutting? I mean,
with you, bro.
What are they doing? I don't know. It just sucks. I'll just leave it at that. I actually got two left for the NL West. I'll just run through those real quick. So both of them teams that I don't think are going to win the division, but I do think will compete for a wild card. So for the Giants, really, really love the Blake Snell signing for them. Not a lot of risk. It's essentially a 2-year deal. you know, because if he has a bad year, he just doesn't opt out. If he has a good year and he opts out, like whatever, you got a great year from Blake Snell, who has two Cy Youngs in his back pocket. Only thing I'm concerned about is it's like, what other two-time Cy Young winner has like no other good seasons? It's like, it's got like two Cy Youngs and then just awful seasons, in my opinion. So
just a testament to how tough it is to be a good pitcher in the league, right? It's hard to find good pitching. They'll sign anything.
Yeah. Give me this is a cheap one, but I'd say give me Jung Ho Lee, 2023 WBC card. Try to get the cheapest parallel you can, or just grab a base card for, you know, $5-$10, but you could probably get some parallels for like $20-$25 or even just wait until the rookie. I think he's an exciting player. Looking at the Giants are a weird team, like looking at their roster, they don't have like a ton of like quote unquote, like nationally hobby relevant guys, but they just have like a good solid team from top to bottom. And they're scrappy. They overachieve. The sum is greater than the parts. Like, or I don't know. I butchered that, but whatever. Bobby, I feel like the bartender on Boondock Saints. What the hell?
Bobby Boondock bartender.
Don't take a shit in the trees if you live in a glass house, or I don't know what the hell is that for. But I got Boondock Saints on the brain. They're making a third movie. So shout out to that cult favorite. All right, Diamondbacks. I'm actually going to go another direction here with the Diamondbacks. I would say Corbin Carroll, but that's an easy choice. I found, 2020 Topps Chrome, Zach Gallen, you can get a rookie auto for $20. He's a hell of a pitcher, man. That's a pretty cool card. So I think I'd be going that route.
I like it. Former Cardinals prospect.
All right. And give me the Dodgers as the division winner. And give me the Astros in the West. Are you taking those two as well? Or are we going to be just agreeing across the board?
I mean, yeah, man. Unfortunately, that's if you want, I'll show you the paper where I typed it out.
I know. I typed it out too. Shit. All right. Who are your wild cards? There's no way we're agreeing on the wild cards. Let's start in the NL.
All right. So, unfortunately, I don't know. Maybe we are. So, I got so for the divisions, I got the Braves, Cubs, Dodgers, wild cards. I got the Cardinals, the Padres, and the Phillies.
All right, so we have one team different. All right.
Cardinals?
Yeah, fuck the Cardinals, man.
Hey. Coming backs in the
I got the Phillies, the Padres, and the Reds. I'm going to go off the board and take the Reds. That youth. The youth.
That's a lot of sophomore slumps you're banking on not happening there, sir.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. It's like, it's so hard because, like, the NL Central, I can literally see every team win in that division. So, I don't know. We're probably going to pick the same damn thing in the American League, too. Who you got in the American League wild
card? All right, so recap the divisions. I got the O's, the Twins, and the Astros. Wild cards, I have the Rangers, the Yankees, and the Tigers.
Oh, the Tigers. I like
Dark Horse.
All right, so, again, we've got very similar one different. I got the Yankees, the Rangers, and the Mariners.
Okay.
Give me the Mariners, man.
Mariners. I'd like to see that happen.
All right. Before we do World Series, who you got for Rookie of the Year?
Rookie of the Year in the American League, I got Junior Caminero.
Ooh.
JC. And for the National League, Pete Crow Armstrong from the Cubs.
All right, here we go.
Promise I'm not trying to curse the Cubs.
So did you see Junior Caminero like tweeted a picture like be ready for me, Tampa, or something yesterday?
It was
an Instagram story. So their DH, I forget his name, Arenada?
Aranda.
He went on I heard he's starting the season on the DL. So could open a JC spot.
This man is a roller coaster of emotions with his own call. Let me tell you.
Oh, I know, right? All right, so I got two different ones from you. So I've actually, maybe one's not controversial. I got Wyatt Langford. Actually had that before I found out that he was on the opening day roster. And then I got a really tight one in the NL, but I'm actually going to go with Jung Ho Lee leading leading the Giants. I think he's going to have a big year. So we'll see.
Okay.
Cy Young, what you got, bro?
Pablo Lopez in the American League. Spencer Strider in the National League.
I got Pablo as well. Or I'm sorry, I got Spencer as well. I thought about Pablo. The AL was really hard for me. And I was like literally choosing between Seattle Mariners pitchers. So give me George Kirby to win the AL Cy Young. We'll see. Modern day Maddux.
Solid pick. All right. So there's no way we don't agree on National League MVP, right?
I don't know. It's my boy Mookie.
Oh, well, I don't know. I got Acuna, so let's see how that goes.
All right. I got Mookie, man. I got Mookie.
What about AL?
I got my boy Juan Soto leading the Yankees to a playoff berth. Juan Soto's going to hit 50 homers this year. You heard it here first.
You see it right there. AL MVP, Soto. It's the same.
Nice.
With a nod to J-Rod.
Yeah, I think J-Rod number two. I wanted to pick J-Rod, but I don't know. Like, Juan Soto was not comfortable in San Diego. If you look, Scotty B. Cards had a video about Juan Soto that was looking at his splits in different ballparks. I don't know if it's just he couldn't pick up the ball in Petco or what the deal was, but he had, like, awful numbers at Petco. Like, before he was a Padre and after, he was, like, I want to say his OPS in Petco Park last year was like in the 700s, and on the road it was a one dotter, like over 1,000. So he could have a monster year, and that's what I'm banking on with Soto. So we'll see. All right.
Yankee Stadium, he's going to have a field day.
Yeah. All right. So here's where I think we're going to differ. How detailed did you get on playoffs? I just did
LCS, LCS forward.
All right,
I didn't do division and wild card and all that. It's too many damn rounds, bro.
What do you got as your LCS?
AL, Houston over Texas. As much as it pains me to say it, shut up, Alex. And National League, Braves over Phillies.
Ooh, man, nice.
It's going to be some emotional series.
Oh, I've got Phillies over Dodgers in the National League. Phillies getting back to the World Series. American League, I've got Orioles over Astros.
Okay.
So I've got Phillies and Orioles World Series.
All right, I got a Braves and Astros World Series wherein I have the Braves winning.
Got them, Atlanta Braves. What do you think Altuve is going to do? Mr. October?
Not be admitted to any of the rides on Disneyland based on...
There you go. Oh, man. All right.
Braves, man. I mean, they got to get over. Otherwise, it's going to be the 2020 Braves are going to be the 90s Braves. That's rough.
So I took the Phillies over the Orioles. I think it's, you know, sometimes they say you have to lose before you win. At least that's the thing I hear in a lot of sports with the young guys. And I think the Orioles get there, but I think they fall just short. And that Phillies scary-ass lineup and those top of the lines, they've got a few good starting pitchers. They've always just got fire coming out of the bullpen. It's just a team, like, over the course of a regular season, things like the Schwarber 200 batting average are going to show. But, like, do you really want to face that guy in October? Like, I sure as shit don't. Dude just drops bombs. Like, I'm afraid of them. Mm-hmm. So the only thing I worry about a little bit is Bryce Harper's health. I've heard, you know, listening to some other pods, namely Baseball Today, Chris Rose. Guys, give that a listen. It's a hell of a podcast every day. I just worry a little bit about Bryce Harper's health. But I think he keeps himself healthy, and he has a massive October. And Bryce Harper wins the World Series MVP.
I like Harper, but he's one of those guys that you hate him when you're playing against him, right? You know what I mean? But from a distance, like, if he's on your team, you love that guy. That I think that's probably the best way. It's probably the way a lot of guys felt about Yadi or Albert Pujols back in the days.
Like, yeah.
Albert Pujols, it's, you know what I mean?
It's like any of those guys that are just like dominant. You kind of get tired a lot of times of seeing the same guys win over and over again.
So. Yeah, it's not, I don't know. I think it's more petty than that for me. Like, I don't even mind greatness.
Well, you are a petty man, as you've said yourself.
I'm a petty man, but it's I don't mind greatness. I don't have a problem with it. I just don't like it when it's at my team's expense.
Goodness. All right. I think we got our picks. Let me go into the mailbag. Let's see. I'm going to start in our shareholders mailbag. All this shit's got so crowded out these days. It's so hard to like find the questions. What is it? Oh my God. All right.
We're going to have to get somebody to moderate the mailbag.
Yeah. So here's a good one. It's from Jesse. Have you guys ever tried any grading companies other than PSA? And what do you think of them? Guy's just asking as many questions as he can about prior episodes.
Thanks, Jesse. At least he's continuing to keep it original. Yeah. Other than SGC and Tag, no.
Man, I'm just scrolling through the Discord. Man, and I'm going to roast Jesse now. This is a direct quote. I think the White Sox honestly have the second best team in the AL Central. Jesse. And then he says, is that unpopular?
That's either a shot at Guardians fans or a shot at the Twins, because probably even the Tigers would have an argument at that being a shot.
Yeah, I've watched them go out and win 90 games. I'm going to look like such an ass. Man, are there any questions? I'm so confused. All right, I'm going to flip over to the actual mailbag section.
Yeah, there's a few in there.
Not much from the shareholders, it seems.
They're just happy to just do nothing.
Yeah, we got all right. We like can collect their profits. Here's one from JC. So this is a question he's asking for his dad. It's regarding like error cards from the 80s, specifically like 1982 and some from 1986 to 91. So he purchased a couple of thousand error cards. So some of the stuff was front of the card has a picture of one player and the back has stats for a different player. Front of the card is blank and the back has stats or vice versa. And he was just saying he noticed on eBay, most of these cards are being sold for small values while some are being sold for hundreds of dollars. The question is there a market for this type of card or is he wasting his time looking for trades and sales on error cards?
In my opinion, and you might know a little bit more about this than I do, but there's going to be a lot more people selling that stuff than there is going to be buying that stuff. And I think that because of the way, you know, a lot of those cards were produced, there are a lot of quote unquote errors on some of those cards that are kind of perceived more than they actually exist, right? I mean, you'd be like, oh, it's the missing quotation marks or the period is not after this word or something. Most people really aren't looking for a lot of that kind of stuff as much as one would hope. So while it is fun and it could be interesting and I'm sure there is a market for it somewhere, it probably isn't incredibly profitable if that's what you're in it for. It might be fun to build a set and somebody might be looking for all the error cards from 1986 tops or something like that. And you could go that route. It'd probably be a little bit more time consuming than the ROI in terms of, you know, being able to sell any of those things. But it's a fun way to collect, I suppose. I don't think that market is what people say that it is.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's some big ones. There's obviously the Frank Thomas rookie card. I think it's like a missing nameplate on the front. It doesn't say his name. And then you've got like the Bill Ripken card. You know what it says on the handle of the bat, probably. You've seen that card, right? Is that correct statement? So those are the ones I'm thinking of. I just gave you a modern day one. If you want to go after a modern day error card, the Jackson Merrill, I can think of like Carlos Beltran, I think it is. Is it Beltran? I think it's Beltran. His his rookie card actually isn't a picture of him either. It's some guy named Juan LeBron. I just find it funny that the guy's last name is LeBron. But then if you want to buy the Juan LeBron rookie card, that is Carlos Beltran. But yeah, I think you're onto it. It's probably going to take a lot of time. It's probably not going to be a huge ROI, but I think I see people ask about it. So I think there is a market there, but I truly don't understand it personally.
And pull out those Hall of Famers anyhow. And he did say 82. So you know what I mean? There's some good stuff in 82 and 83 and, you know, and stuff like that. So pull out the big names and, you know, set those aside. But if you've got, you know, Billy Bloody Nose or just some, you know, Mike Johnson card from 1985 Tops and you never heard of him, I've never heard of him, and it's got an error on it, chances are that's probably not the direction to go. But pull out your Ricky Hendersons, et cetera, et cetera.
100%. All right, here's another one. I'm not the only one. PC, he PCs the Braves and Gunner. So he asked, what's the best bet we've ever made on a player? The guy that you went hard into and legit paid off? That's an interesting way to ask the question. And what's the worst bet you've ever made on a player? And what was your reasoning why you bet on those players? So I'll let you go first, TJ. And also, so what did you learn and how's it impact you going forward, I guess?
So I'm unlike a lot of others where in the majority of where I put my money has always been in Yadier Molina. And when I open packs and, you know, hit cards, I usually sell them pretty quickly, almost immediately. Bowman prospecting is kind of just a bunch of guys that I have little short-term bets on, and I've yet to have any of those really pay off huge. It's been, you know, maybe a card here, a couple cards there. Junior Caminero and Samuel Zavala are the first two times that I've really gone like, okay, I'm focused on getting cards for this guy with the intent of reselling them at a later date. A couple times when it didn't work out, Dylan Carlson didn't work out for me at all. Kwang Young Kim, pitcher for the Cardinals, didn't work out well for me at all. So, yeah, just some instances where that just Nolan Gorman, non-first Bowmans. I didn't really know what I was doing, so I was buying 2020 Nolan Gorman Bowmans as a second year, and I just couldn't figure out why the price wasn't, you know, increasing on these and stuff like that. So most of it's been a learning experience, but I really haven't gone like all in on a guy and busted or all in on a guy and boomed either. Junior Caminero is going to be, you know, the point that decides that.
Yeah. Samuel Zavala might be in trouble though, man. I mean, your response actually, to the trade.
Right after the trade, he, you know, you hear his name, it's in headlines and stuff like that. There's a bunch of sales. So, you know what I mean? It's a moment in the news and you don't necessarily, he's like, oh, well, he's easily the top prospect that they got back in the Dylan Cease deal. That gives him notoriety. That gives him some level of, you know what I mean? Mystique or whatever you want to call it. So that's what prospect is all about, man. It's hype. That's hype.
Yeah.
He's a top prospect in a big pitcher deal. That's hype.
Nice. So for me, it's J-Rod was my biggest bet that paid off. So basically, like, I had a bunch of J-Rod parallels, Bowman non-firsts going into his rookie year. So I had like a bunch of golds from random years, a bunch of blue 150s, and a bunch of the other, you know, tops, like I don't even know what you want to call it, or Bowman just random ass colors. So I did pretty well on that. When he started off poorly in April and I looked at the underlying metrics, I actually went in a little harder because his price actually dropped pretty big right at the beginning of his rookie year. So J-Rod was definitely the biggest win. The biggest L, we'll see. It might be Junior Caminero, honestly. I just feel like I'm not crushing it on Junior Caminero. Like, even though we got out ahead of some of the big performances, it's proven difficult to move some of the bigger cards. So I've had some wins and I've had some like small L's and some break evens, but for the most part, honestly, it feels like a little bit of a waste of time, even because
it's tough. You got it's a long hold. It's a long, long hold.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're going into over a year since I started talking about the guy, and it's still not time.
Yeah.
It's still not time.
Yeah. And some of the other guys that I think I've learned a little bit from, the Jefferson Cairo and the Adell Amador. So they have done exactly what I thought they would do. They've kind of climbed up the prospect list, but what they haven't done is made enough news or gotten into the top 10. So I think going forward, it needs to be who is really going to be the hype prospect and not just who's going to go from number 80 to number 30 on the prospect list. That's not going to do much for you. It's got to be the who's going to go from off the board to number 5 kind of thing. Amador, mm-hmm. I could really see Amador ending in the top 10 at the end of this year. Maybe I'm crazy, but I could totally see him ending in the top 10 prospects by the end of this season. We'll see. Obviously, there's going to be a draft and all kinds more stuff, like the international signings will get their debuts. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. But I think really going for identifying the guys that are going to be the big, big splash and not just the moderate prospects. So that's what mm-hmm. I've learned.
Agree.
All right. Let's see. All right. Wax Moronic. What's your favorite rookie card of your favorite player?
I think you know my answer on that.
Who's your favorite player, by the way?
We're going with the 2004 Topps Yadi Molina. It's just a gorgeous set, clean, classic, nice image.
Yeah.
Enough said.
89 Upper Deck Ken Griffey Jr. for me. It's like a no doubt for me. Got one from Philly too. So he just has the call out in Topps Archives. They usually have a few, hey, I remember him type autos. Player that maybe had a moment or two here and there. Who would you pick up from your past to be one of the guys in this set? So he gave the vote to Chris Bozio. I don't know if that's how to pronounce it. But I do remember him. He had a no hitter with the Mariners in the 90s. Any guys for you, TJ?
For me, it would be a bunch of, you know, Cardinals guys from a while back, like Jason Mott, the old closer, or, you know, even just Jim Edmonds, Scott Rowland, guys you don't see with a ton of autos and a lot of sets. Even, you know, like Ray Lankford, Ron Gant, you know what I mean? Some old Braves yeah. guys. Just lots of guys like that, you know, that played when I was a kid and I would just kind of watch baseball. When you remember when, like, the baseball game was the only thing you would do that yeah. day? It was just kind of killing time to tell that. So a lot of those kind of guys, early 2000s, late 90s type guys.
Yeah. Same thing for me. So for me, growing up in Pittsburgh, a lot of Pirates. So I think, like, if I go way back to the 90s, you know, Andy Van Slyke, Bobby Bonilla, Jay Bell, those type guys. And if I'm looking a little bit more forward into the future, like maybe like a Brian Giles type player, like a Ryan Domet. Actually, had somebody send me a Freddie Sanchez, which is awesome because that's one of the guys that I would have named. Just guys like that. I mean, guys that had their one little moment here and there, like a Jason Grilly or stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe we can get an Anna Benson card too, because I heard that one too. Oh, that one goes the other way. Good God! Holy
smokes. Oh man!
All right, TJ. Anything you want to say?
No, man. We seem to be creeping more and more into tool time territory every time. I think Philly's influenced you or something. I
blame Ipe, or however to pronounce the dude's name. Yeah. If we had started with 20 minutes of gambling. So, by the way, let me take a page out of the advertisers. Let me just pretend I talked about how amazing gambling is for 90 seconds. Oh, and by the way, if you have a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. fuck league she plays in. I don't know. Oh, good God.
I don't know. I can't wait for the full reveal on that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I want to see Shohei Ohtani on the field playing baseball. So that's what matters to me.
100%, man. I agree with you. All right. Well, I'm going to cut it. I think that's it. I'm just really looking forward to baseball. It was good talking about the teams. I think, sorry, we ran a little long. Maybe next year we'll put some rules to make it so that we're not allowed to predict the same team somehow. I don't know. But we got some cross-offs for you, so I don't know.
Yeah, if you pick them first, then the other guy has to pick a different team. I like that.
Have some metrics somehow, make it some sort of friendly wager competition that we monitor during the year. Maybe that's the evolution for 2025. So we'll see.
We're still workshopping.
We started with seeing if we could throw a hex on like 5 players. Now we're trying to throw a hex on like 30 or 40 of them. So we'll see how that pans out and go from there.
I throw out a blanket purse today, like smallpox.
All right. Thank you, TJ. Thank you, everybody. You want to say goodbye, TJ? Give everybody a big wave and kiss.
Shout out to the Discord before Bobby turns my camera off again. Shout out to all you degenerates. Appreciate you guys. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, TJ. Thanks, everybody. TJ, hope your little girl gives you some more 4+ hour stretches of sleep, my man.
She's been out for 1 hour and 51 minutes, so let's see how it goes.
There you go. All right. Peace out, guys. Thank you. Bye.